making me giddy.
Hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good night, a good day, and welcome to the Yoo-Hoo Podcast, episode number 50.
Hooray.
That's it, it's our 50th episode, a spectacular. And for that we'll be doing absolutely the same thing that we normally do, which is talk bollocks about this, that and t'other. Hello, I am David, I'm the one on the left. I talk bollocks, and talk bollocks excessively. But on my right is the important one, the co-host, the one who says yes a lot. It's birthday girl, but you don't say yes to that. Wink, if you know what I mean. It's Claire Lou. Woo! Happy birthday, Claire. Woo! Happy
Thank
birthday.
You.
How you doing? You can talk on them.
I'm alright.
How you doing? You alright?
Yes. I was just aware that one may be a bit loud.
It's, yeah, no, everybody's just, it's all right, it's all good.
Yes.
You just chat away. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
It's your birthday, so you're the grand old age of 22 again.
Yay!
You've regenerated.
Yes.
Well, we are coming to you here tonight to finish off our, well, you've joined us on part two of our Matt Smith trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
One was the first couple of series, second will be last series plus, you know, a little retrospective. Third part will be our final part of the trilogy, which will be the Time of the Doctor.
Yes.
Now, if there was news to be had, I would be having it. So as far as news goes, there ain't much. Mm-hmm. There's been the BFI screening of Time of the Doctor.
Yeah.
Seems to have gone down well from what I've heard, but I've sort of kept away.
Yes.
But as far as that, not really a great amount. There's been some releases of photos, some a new trailer, that nothing spectacular. But we are less than a week away from that day.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that in mind, we shall kick off with the meat, and indeed the bones, of this episode. And that is the Matt Smith retrospective, part two.
Yes.
Now, we join us in Series 7, which is a split series, and almost feels like two separate series in themselves. Series 7, Part 1, is where we join the Doctor, Amy, and Rory as they do their gadabouts, adventures, and whatnots. And we sort of learn during this time that Amy and Rory seem to survive quite well without the Doctor. But mm-hmm. the Doctor doesn't seem to do too well without them.
Mm.
We have dinosaurs, we have gunslinging cowboys, we have all sorts. Mental Daleks.
Yes.
Sorry. Correctively insane Daleks.
boxes.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yes, little black boxes. And weeping angels to cap the side off. Now, Matt Smith, in this, as it came to an end, we got a new companion. The erstwhile Miss Jenna Louise Coleman, friend of the show, Jenna Coleman, and it gave us a new little dynamic to look at. It also introduced something that kind of was not unfamiliar with the Doctor Who, was the girl who isn't quite right, ain't quite there.
Yes,
isn't quite what she seems, the mysterious woman.
Yes.
We've had this with Amy in Series 5. We've had this with River in Series 6.
Mm.
We are having it with Clara in Series 7.
Well, that's kind of had it, because we know.
Yes, we know now. Well, that's Series... Excuse me. You will get a bit occasionally. I can't edit them all out, so that one will slip in during conversation. Claire is currently suffering from, as well as a birthday, she's also suffering from a chest infection. So occasionally you will hear occasional coughs and splutters and
yes.
hoo-hahs and whatnots.
Yes.
But
it's not doing my asthma anything.
We shall battle on. This might be a bit of a short one, actually. We'll keep this one short because we've got a big one to come later on. So, yes.
I'm going to need a lot of chocolate for that one, I think.
A lot of candy bars.
Candy bars.
Would you like to take a dump in Mother Maggie's shoes? Yes, and Matt Smith.
Please, Lord, let anybody that listens know about Family Guy.
Oh, well, I'm going to leave it out there, and if they don't know the reference, I'm more fool them. That's why I say it. I don't, as I say it. And if they get it, they get it. If they don't, they don't.
I just like to push the point home.
It'll be our little secret. Yes, our little secret. Don't tell anyone.
Creepy.
Here's some money.
Creepy.
Anyway, yes. So Matt Smith is pretty much came to the end of his episodic run with Dave the Doctor.
He did.
A rather up and downy series. Mm. Not your favourite. You prefer series 6 if you had to compare the two.
I quite like to see the first
yourself.
Part of... Yeah, from personal opinion.
Yes.
I preferred series 6. Mm. But I preferred the first half of series 7 a lot more than the second half, I've got to admit.
Mm-hmm. I think no series is truly terrible, and I'd say that with all honesty.
Mm.
There's some, you know, there'll be some clunkers and there's some all not so good ones. As I feel is in Moffat's era.
Mm.
But I feel that it was the most even keel series. That, I mean, series 6 had some girl who waited. It had. I like God Complex. You know, I liked. Mm. I loved. What's it now? The Doctor's Wife. There were episodes like that which made you go, woohoo, and yay! And even episodes like A Good Man Goes to War,
mm-hmm.
or Let's Kill Hitler, had exciting moments, things that made you just jump out of your seat a little bit, made you go, woo. Series 7 didn't really have that as much. But mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily make it a bad thing. And certainly Matt Smith was no bad thing in it at all. Now we're going to get on to this afterwards, but Matt Smith is probably the most consistent actor to play the role.
I would say so.
Yeah. Any thoughts?
I think he's played the Doctor is a combination of all the Doctors, Mo.
Mm. Oh, we have definitely spoken about it. I mean, his performance series 5, he hit the ground running.
That's why I think that he was so consistent, though.
Yeah.
Because he never got boring. He would always pull out another aspect
mm-hmm.
of...
The facets of his character. Yes. I say about series... you notice I'm not including series 5 an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like although he hit his stride, it was still... That's the bedding in series.
I love that series.
Oh, yeah,
he
hit the ground running. But series 6 and 7 is where you see him more mould into the role, find his feet, find a more comfortable groove from which to groove onwards.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, did you feel his chemistry with Eddie? Because it was mentioned by the Forest Project on one of their latest episodes that Matt Smith gives actually, and it was something I hadn't really paid attention to before, Matt Smith actually gives his attention to people.
Yeah.
You can see him giving their attention. And as such, as an actor, he's giving them the time to shine.
Yeah,
he's
definitely.
Giving them that moment, but he's also mm-hmm. actually drawing it. He's making it as a character.
Mm-hmm.
He's drawing you into that single most... You're focused on that person.
Definitely.
I mean, have you got any thoughts about that?
I think that his chemistry with some people was better than others.
He never had bad chemistry.
No, he never had bad chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree with that, actually.
Yeah?
Even as much as, obviously the latest one was Tennant,
mm-hmm.
he let Tennant run with it. And you could tell he was letting Tennant run with it.
Yes.
But you were still very, very aware
that he was there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Very, very aware.
Mm-hmm. I mean... you could tell he was giving his he gives respect to other actors.
Definitely.
You could tell he's not the big I am when he's in the room. Mm-hmm. Even though he's supposed to be the big I am. Mm-hmm. You could tell he's a very generous sort of actor. He does a sort of thing when he speaks to people, or when his doctor speaks to people. He leans in close and looks them in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then it cuts to gives the director the chance to move in closer to them because you're with the doctor moving in close.
Mm-hmm.
He gives you a chance to focus on that character. Say if he leaned into Rory and spoke to him,
mm-hmm.
that you'd then get a speech for all, like some lines from Rory. And he gave that attention to that. You felt that attention. He put his spotlight on people.
He's got very, very good eye contact.
Yes. I noticed that was an early gimmick of his, wasn't it? He still did it, but he didn't do as much.
Mm.
His eyes used to dart from eye to eye, like he was searching for something.
Yeah.
Which I thought was quite cool.
Did you notice as well, though, when he might be talking to somebody, but then he would look over at somebody else? And that gives a chance for them to go and see
what's going on over there. Yeah, yeah.
Well, he includes everybody, I think.
He developed another new thing. I mean, it's been said many, many times, but Matt Smith has the old man in a young man's body.
Yeah.
But he developed this very new thing. He developed it later on in his run, was this sort of jaw thing.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet, you. Like I said, quiet. Told you once before. His jaw, when he was upset, or he didn't have anything to say, or he seemed dumbfounded, his jaw would move from...
Oh, he was angry.
Or he wasn't too happy. Mm. If an emotion was crossing that he, rising to the surface that he didn't really want to deal with.
He would do the eye, then he would do the jaw.
His eyes would... I think his eyes would widen.
Mm.
But his jaw would click from side to side as he was, like, he was trying to move a very difficult toffee
sweet. Usually followed by, that's new.
But he looked as if he was trying to dislodge a toffee sweet from the back of his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Using only the bottom side of his mouth. Which he could quite easily have done. Mr. Chinny. But yeah. We sort of got... Are you okay over there? The man who could dig a hole while standing up and not carrying a spade.
Carry on.
Okay. I had more jokes.
Please don't, because you'll kill me.
I know. One, I don't want to drive into the ground. Two, I don't think I want to kill you on your birthday. Notice I said don't think. Poor choice of words there. I'd be very upset if you were to die on the recording.
Oh, stop it.
I'd be most upset as I dig around for your will. I'm only kidding. She hasn't written a will.
I'm the only one with life insurance.
I know. I haven't. I don't like to talk about that. But anyway, moving on. The series run to an end, episodically, with the name of the Doctor. Then we had the 50th anniversary, which we have reviewed already, two episodes back. Which has just been released. If you're, this is timey-wimey. We are recording this on the 19th of December, but we recorded. Oh Jesus Christ! We released the episode on the 17th or the 18th of December, which is very behind the times considering the episode went out on the 23rd. I hate myself. I hate my own laziness sometimes, but. Life gets in the way.
Yes.
But anyway, and then we came to the day of the Doctor. You know, he had something. He was still the same old him, but he allowed himself to stand back a little bit. I felt, but not to his detriment.
Mm-mm.
He allowed. You could see he allowed himself to do that. there would be bits where they were all trapped in the room and everybody's given their lines and he's just digging away at a hole in the wall, you know, trying to etch in like a number. And you see him in the corner, but you keep looking at him.
Because it just takes one look.
Yeah.
He does a lot of acting with his face.
There's a bit where John Hurt asks if they count the children. Now, David Tennant, you know, gave a decent response. He was
he did, but I was more...
But the fact that, like, Matt Smith just stopped what he was doing.
Yeah.
And just looked and sort of looked a bit lost for a second.
Mm-hmm. That Tennant had more of an effect on me. Tennant had
the, he was, obviously, he was the man who regrets, so he gave a more raw response. Mm-hmm. But there's a bit
I was still more affected by Matt Smith.
Matt Smith, when he hesitated. Yeah. But that's not to say anybody did a bad job in any way, shape, or form. Just, no. I'm walking on eggshells, and don't it feel crunch?
No, it's not that at all. I mean, they're completely, totally, utterly different.
Yes, that's how their doctors behave. No?
That was basically, they're just totally, utterly different.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say that because one's got a different style to the other that one's...
But I don't want to be drawn into who's better sort of thing, but I felt that Matt Smith's reaction to that question was better than David Tennant's reaction.
It was, but then you can't really... I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Oh, yeah, by all means.
Because if the roles were reversed, and we know how Matt Smith can do shouty-shouty, if he had given that response...
You can't do Tennant shouty-shouty.
No, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He can do the,
yeah, he can,
you
do
know,
the
bombastic.
Yeah, yeah.
If he had have done, been given that line, and maybe as if Tennant had have been the one that was told to stand the background and just look, you don't know whether or not you would have been drawn to Tennant.
I suppose
it might be just the subtlety of it.
I just felt he's
just devil's advocate.
I just felt he's never as much. He's not been. He was not. He never has really been. I don't think he is as subtle as an actor as Matt Smith is.
He wasn't given the chance to be subtle, though.
You've seen Broadchurch, you've seen Single Father, you've seen, you know, Casanova and all that sort of thing.
I think he's been a little bit...
Because I haven't seen Broadchurch, personally. But you have. So what was your response to... Mini review of Broadchurch here at Yoohoo Towers.
He was, I've got to be honest, and this isn't a slight on David Tennant, but I can't remember her name.
Olivia Colman.
She completely, totally and utterly took over that programme.
Well, she did get a lot of good praise for it.
She completely,
from what I heard.
Totally, I felt a bit sorry for Tennant at times, because she just completely outshone everybody.
Was she running away
the
show?
Wow. She was absolutely brilliant. Personal opinion, but...
No, I think she's a talented actor, and I've got no basis for comparison because I haven't actually seen Broadchurch, so I've got no right to say anything.
But then again, the writing, she was given more of an opportunity to show more real emotion. That was a little bit more subtlety again. Whereas I think, to be honest, Tennant, from what I've seen him in, the writers have wanted him to be more...
Emotive. More his reaction, his acting is seems more of a physical...
I would like to see him in something that's...
Makes him more subtle. More down... Yeah, I get that. Because, I mean, I think they tried it with Single Father, but I reckon the script was awful.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And the direction
was pretty bad. Shouty lot.
Well, no, he wasn't. He tried to play because he wasn't a dad at that point. Well, you know, I don't want to say, oh, you're not a dad, so you don't know how it is to be a dad, sort of thing. But I just didn't believe that he had kids. He felt like he was looking after someone else's kids, if that made sense. You know, so when you know, because he had that difficult relationship with his daughter.
Well, yeah, but that was.
And his son, he tried to take the football and all that sort of thing. But and he just felt like it just didn't. I would blame the script and I blame the direction for not making it as believable as it is.
Do you not think though the writing and that maybe that was done intentionally? Because there was a point where He was going all through the thing of whether or not it was his.
But there was that period of redemptions when he actually mm-hmm. did connect more with his kids. But I still didn't buy it. I couldn't get it. I believed he was a photographer.
I think it's I think, to be honest, that was more poor writing. Because I didn't even think that.
On the whole, it just didn't.
I can't remember her name.
Another co-star name. I was going to mention is Saran Jones.
Saran Jones, that's yes. it.
I'm coming up with the names. I'm doing it. Right. Well, hey, for me. Anyway, sorry.
I didn't even think she was that good.
Oops. I think I squeezed the dog too hard.
Oh, bless him. I didn't even think she was that good, innit?
No, she wasn't.
And she is a really good actress.
Yes.
Oh, have you forgiven him yet?
Well, he's still here, so.
Oh, bless him.
I thought she was woefully underdeveloped, but that's that's a different thing entirely.
That just shows you, though.
Yeah.
Because she is good.
Yeah, she is good, and especially as shown by the Doctor's wife.
Yeah.
But getting back on track to Doctor Who. Oof, I heard that from you. For the benefit of the tape.
That was my tooth. Claire. Bashing you against a glass.
Yes, you smacked your tooth again. You did the thing when that a lot of people who are drinking do. Not necessarily anything alcoholic.
That's Coke.
Yes, but when you have a glass thing and you don't quite pay attention to what you're doing.
Yeah.
And the glass catches on your teeth. That is what happened.
Yes.
Oof.
I mean, I have got vodka and Coke at the side, which I'm not currently drinking.
No,
but this is
That's in a plastic tumbler, though, so the chance of injury is less. Going back to Doctor Who, we had the Dear the Doctor. All well and good, lovely stuff. Seen it a few times now. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
But now, the home stretch is coming.
Can I ask you a question about the Day of the Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
What was your favourite bit and the worst bits in it?
Oh, we had discussed this previously.
No, I just don't know.
Day of the Doctor, favourite bits? Ooh. When the Doctors all meet up, the first time the Doctors meet up,
mm-hmm.
From 11th Doctor dropping through the vortex through to Hurt arriving and, you know, the royal courtiers is probably some of my favourite stuff in it. Then when they're in the locked in the royal prison. And there's other things, you know, like when they all arrive on Gallifrey. You know, the TARDISes, all, you know, it's sort of a mixture of things. What didn't I like? I guess a lot of the Zygon stuff. The Zygon stuff is alright. But I suppose
I thought they were quite underused.
I suppose you could say that. But they were there to drive something else forward rather than. I'd say Elizabeth the First. Because I like her as well.
Yeah.
I think she's a limited actress, personally. Because she seems to play different versions of Stacey.
Bless.
From the BBC programme, Gavin and Stacey. But, yeah, I suppose that's the bit that made me go...
The reason I asked that, though, was because what I wanted to ask was, what do you think that... How do you think that the name of the Doctor and the Day of the Doctor compared? Do you think that there were any similarities or...?
No. Well, there weren't any similarities, really. It was about... the name of the Doctor for a season finale.
I mean, like, writings or styles of acting or whatever.
I think they're two different kettles of fish, to be honest with. One feels like... The first one felt like... the name of the Doctor felt like a...
More of an episode, I felt.
It was more of an episode, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But it had more of a, you know, you call it like a trippy sort of vibe to it, like a gothic horror. I may not be using the term correctly, but there was some sort of gothic tension, you know, like a tension.
Yeah.
It was a mini thriller. It didn't. You couldn't actually pigeonhole it into any particular thing. like a lot of Moffat episodes, I suppose. But I couldn't. I liked it, but I couldn't actually like put it into anything. The other one feels like a film, more like a movie. It has this, you know, this. You know, your beginning, your middle, your end, and it feels like more. It has, especially with the credits and the end sequences and the titles. Why do you? So, is there any reason why you asked that question, in Holy?
Well, because I didn't know whether it was. I mean, it was good, but for me, it was really. It didn't seem to link. I thought it would kind of link a little bit more. Do you know what I mean? Daft?
No, I get that. And I think I've heard that a few times.
Right.
People have said, one minute Clara's in the time thing. Next minute she's a teacher. I went, well, can't a period of time happen?
That's time travel.
Can't they get out and just have adventures after that? That's what I think.
Yeah.
You know, does it really matter?
To me, it felt like the name of the doctor was building up to something, though. Do you know what I mean?
It was, yes.
But then it went.
No.
Drifted off and then went back into something else.
Well, no, it was his own sort of adventure. Right, I see where you're getting at now. But it was his own separate adventure. But it was a nice little dangling thread for which the Day of the Doctor could grab hold of and pull mightily.
Yeah.
Because the fact that he says, you know, we've met briefly and, you know, Clara can vaguely remember the aspect of the other doctors. So she doesn't seem too freaked out. Actually, that actually laid some good groundwork, so there wasn't all that. Who's this?
Yeah.
So she actually took it with good grace. All things considered, Jenny actually handled Day of the Doctor quite well. Especially one of the moments I thought she was good in was when she was speaking to the Vortex. And she was the ethereal voice telling them to off the pop or she'll turn them all into frogs. Which I quite liked. But I think she's starting to settle down because there's none of this mysterious girl business.
Yeah.
As Peter Andre once sung about, there's a mysterious girl, want to get close to you, ooh, ooh, ooh. But, I feel like, I actually agree with you on that. One's an episode and one feels like a movie.
I don't know, I think it was because of the way the name of the Doctor ended. Starring John Hurt.
As the Doctor.
And then it was like, it wasn't a bad thing, but just felt a bit odd. Because I expected it to start with the Time War.
It kind of did.
You know what I mean? It was more like, I don't know, but really, I thought it was going to be more about that. You know, like, really
blow
into it. I'm saying that they should have done that, what I was expecting.
Yeah, it's fine. I get what you mean by that, but...
I'm personally quite pleased in some ways they didn't, because I think it might have made it look a bit...
Overkill.
Terminator-ish.
Oh, not wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that, but for Doctor Who...
Yeah, it's a bit...
It would be a bit much. Yeah.
I can't say anything too bad about that. But yeah, anyway, I suppose that brings our discussion on Matt Smith's era sort of to an end. It's, you know... the end
it's
is near.
Odd.
It's the end, but the moment has been prepared for.
It can't be prepared for.
We aren't still.
It just has to be got through.
We're not quite
personally,
there yet.
No.
Was it July, early July, wasn't it, when the announcement was made?
Yeah, I think that's my answer. So we've discussed this as well.
Yeah. It's given me enough time to get used to it.
It has, but in a way, I think it might have made me worse.
It might have made a lot of people worse.
Yeah, because...
Sort of Damocles, so to speak.
Yeah, because it's almost like he's not going to be the Doctor anymore. But then, I still got that episode. That episode and that episode, and it's been going on for so long.
Yeah.
It's almost like you expect it to keep...
And we do know it's been filmed, so...
Yeah.
And Capaldi has finished his first read-through for his first episode. From what I've been told.
I mean, don't get us wrong. After, you know, the first Capaldi episode. Even before that, I'll probably be fine.
We'll not go into that just yet.
No, but I'm saying I'll probably be fine. Because I mean, I think as a fan of Doctor Who, you've got to, even though you can't be upset, you know what's coming. And you know that whoever your doctor is isn't going to be the doctor forever.
Mm.
But I think it's because it's been like such a long transition. I think I just want to get it over and done with now.
Aye. I'm looking forward to it in the fact that I love a regeneration story.
Mm.
Always will do. Always have done. And I'm a Doctor Who fan, so some of this is not new to me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this is not new to me.
Yeah.
But in the moment, I'm in sort of limbo area, because I don't...
It's weird, you know, I think.
I don't know where Capaldi's going to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really mystified as to what he's going to do with it. Because he can't be Malcolm Tucker. He can't. I think we've discussed this as well.
Yeah,
or did we discuss this off mic?
Yeah, I think we've got it completely...
Did we discuss this off mic?
I think we discussed it off mic. I'm not sure.
Because I can't seem... His reputation for all and his performances have been more adult.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't expect him to be like that. So he's got to change tack.
I don't know, you see, because he was completely different in Torchwood.
And different.
He was very understated in Torchwood.
Mm.
You can't see he was anything like that in that.
That's true. No, I was being a bit remiss there. I was forgetting about Torchwood.
And
I shouldn't.
When you think of, you know, the Pompeii episode, you wouldn't think, it's Malcolm Tucker.
Do you know what? I actually might watch that in a minute. I think when we're done here, I might put that on for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just sort of give us a clue about... Because I actually haven't watched that episode fully since it was first aired.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's the way around they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because... if Matt Smith, for instance, had filmed Christopher and His Kind before he did Doctor Who,
mm-hmm.
you'd be seeing the same thing. I don't know where he's going with that, because obviously he was completely...
I'm just... although I think he's a suitable actor for the role... I'm not sure what he's going to... I'm still really confused as to what he's going to do. I'm not worried, but I'm also in a sort of... I don't know where this... I'm literally don't know where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
I know I didn't get that with... I sort of must have similarly got that with Matt Smith, but I hadn't been following Matt Smith's career or extensively, you know, watching it or noticing it.
I don't think we had as much time to contemplate it either with Matt Smith. I think that's another thing about it taking so long.
Well, how do you, Claire?
Well, yeah, I suppose it just seemed last time.
Yeah.
Was it really a year?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because he was announced
seems
in January.
Seems longer.
He was announced in January.
Uh-huh.
And he took until, January, the next year, for his first appearance.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
I was wondering. The only thing I remember, I vaguely remember wondering, was whether they're going to cut his hair down. Because his hair looked nutty.
Yeah.
And
I quite like that though. I remember thinking,
are they going to? Because and then his promotional shots where he's wearing the black tux and the black vest. I remember vaguely thinking, is he going to wear that? Nah, that's just a promotional shot. I think I saw the tweet quite quickly after that, but
yeah.
I was wondering if they're gonna. His hair was quite huge, so I remember thinking, "Is he gonna trim that down? What's he gonna do? Is he gonna go in the Tennant haircut, or is he gonna go what? Is he gonna go this or Peter Davison? What's he gonna do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Is he gonna change it to fit the role?
Mm-hmm.
No, no, he didn't.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, I was surprised. It's obviously his hair evolved. Actually, that could be the subject of a different podcast entirely. Massive hair. It became more. They had to make it more manageable for the continuity directors.
I think, especially at the beginning, because he's not exactly. He doesn't exactly stand still.
Mm-mm. And especially when they're outdoors, because his hair's a windswept. Yeah. Either it's raining or it's blowing a gale, so it's very inconsistent to where he is in different positions. If you notice, Especially in Town of Angels, very unruly.
Yeah, wasn't that his first episode that he shot?
First episode shot.
I've felt... excuse me. I was thinking that with the Capaldi promotional shots and stuff as well. And when I saw him on the Doctor Who programme when he was announced, I thought, whoa. When I saw his hair as well. And then the shots when he's doing the almost the Dr. Evil type pose, I was like, really?
I think he's actually had a haircut since then.
Yeah, but you know the... that you can't see is doing that, but I'm doing it. I'm trying to do the Capaldi pose.
Go to the YouTube and look for Capaldi announcement, BBC One or something, or whatever. Doctor Who, BBC Capaldi, and he goes, "Hello, I'm the new Doctor." That's what.
Well, there's been some photos photos when he's like
when
Dr.
He's got his little finger up in the air. And he's
like Dr. Evil.
He's asking for $1 million.
Yeah. I was like, well, I must admit, I did think.
I think they've obviously gone. I think the photographers when they grabbed him went, make it look secretive, make it as if you know. Ooh.
Yeah.
Because.
I don't think it worked.
They took the photograph obviously before he'd been announced by the looks of things. So they've gone, give me secretive, and he's gone, ooh, hello boys. But
actually, his hair was short in the shot in Day of the Doctor, wasn't it?
You didn't see his hair. Oh no, you only saw the eyebrows.
I was trying to look at
the shadow. They didn't appear to be much of a shadow. But anyway, I think we'll bring this episode to a close. Yes, it's been a long road, really, and because 4 years is a long time when you think about it. If you start the 4 years and say this is going to happen in 4 years, you'd be going, oh, that's a long time. That's cool. But here we are at the end of the 4 years going, didn't seem long enough. He definitely had another series in him. So I feel like this story was not finished.
Yeah.
I'll regret myself. And I'm sure other people will regret. But
I do wish he wasn't going out like, I know I've said it loads.
In the Christmas special.
I really do wish he wasn't going out in a Christmas special. I really do.
But it is what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that in mind, we'll bring this episode to a close.
Yep.
You can find us on iTunes. Look for the YooWho Podcast or YooWho Podcast. YOUWHO Podcast. And not all in word, separate. Give us a 5-star rating if you can. Give us a comment. Like us or hate us. And... contact us on Twitter, because that's where you'll find us most. We're on Facebook, YooWho Podcast, not separate words, all separate words. You'll find that it's this hand rocking the horns, like in a metal style. Join us, or give us a request, and we'll let you in. Come through. Cool. Feel free to comment on anything on that page. And I think that'll do it for the old plugs. So, for this week... and for this nearly the final time, with regards to Matt Smith, this has been the YooWho Podcast, episode number 50. I've been David.
I'm Claire.
And you have been most welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank
you. We love you loads forever.
Bye, laters, baby.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, goodbye. Bye, go away, bye.